I am joined by the Athletic's wonderful Rafa Honigstein to talk about Jörg Schmadtke, who has joined Liverpool. It's confirmed as Liverpool's sporting director on a short-term deal. How short-term that is, we don't quite know at this point. But that's the first thing that sort of gets my attention, Rafa, along with the idea that he's, you know, that he was retired for a period of time there as well. I like an oddity. I like a character. I like the idea of things being a bit left field. Left field can go wrong. How left field do you think this actually is for Liverpool in this moment?
Well, from a German perspective, it feels very left field because, as you said, this is a guy who'd retired in January, who's been around forever, but who hadn't really been associated with any big ambition to take over at a club of Liverpool's size, especially not outside Germany. So it does come as a bit of a surprise. I guess the immediate short-term notion of this engagement then begins to make more sense because clearly this is a very important transfer window for Liverpool. And while the club are trying to find a more long-term solution, I guess there was a need to get somebody in immediately to make those deals. And he was just today speaking to a German website called Sport Eins, where he explained that it's short term, but if every side, if all the parties feel it works, it can be made into a longer role. And I think ultimately, he also intimated quite strongly that Klopp sets the targets, of course, with the help of the scouting department and the data analytics and so on. And he will just then try to negotiate and make them happen. So very much, I think, taking on the role of a facilitator, of a negotiator, rather than setting sort of a new transfer strategy or coming up with some long-term vision of how the squad will look like in 2026. That's not going to happen, at least not in the next 3 months or so.